Excellent. So, if you could start by confirming your full name, please.
My name's Bob Matthews.
Thank you. And your date and place of birth?
Date of birth, 22/12/61. Born in Cambridge, Romsey.
Right. Have you lived here all your life?
Lived in Cambridge most of my life.
Right. And how? When did you come to work at the depot?
Back in 28 years ago.
Okay. And why did you come to work here?
Well, I wanted a better life, a better job, increase my, I don't know, it's different. I worked shifts where I used to work. I worked for Cambridge University and it was different. It was not regular hours, it was irregular. I wanted to do just a straight day's work.
Yeah, and that was further to travel to work, and presumably, was it then, the previous
job?
Well,
yeah, a few miles different.
And so you came, and what was your first day? Can you remember what your first day here was like, what you did?
Oh, just walking around and, you know, people showing me around, showing me the different things, which I didn't have a clue what they were. You know, I mean, tap connectors for a bath and a basin and washers. I didn't have a clue what they were.
So you went straight to work in the stores?
Stores, yes.
Yes. So who told? Who was it showing you around, showing you tap connectors and stuff?
I was the supervisor at the time, Ken Ashwell, who was my supervisor when I first came here.
Mm-hmm. And had he been working here a long time?
He'd been here a few years. I don't know how long. He'd been here quite some years, obviously, over the course of the further years, then obviously he moved on.
So you learnt the ropes?
I learnt from scratch. Mm. I know all the building materials used within Cambridge City Council's housing stock from top to bottom. Mm. And there are also other things we deal with, cleaning materials, stationery, gardening materials. We used to deal with sign making materials, you name it, anything you see out there that's to do with the council.
And was it all in the stores?
All in the stores. We had two, at the time, we had two stores. We had one this side and a big one the other side, which was got real big stuff in, kitchen units and things like that.
And that went, didn't it?
When they developed the yard, that must have been about 15, 20 years ago. I can't lose track when you've been here that long.
Yeah.
But they redeveloped the yard and revamped everything. And I think the last new building to be built in here was the stores, actually. That was about just over 10 years ago. That's purpose built and that holds everything in there other than like the bricks and the timber.
Yeah.
So we used to be spread out all over, we used to have bits all over the place.
And how did it work when you were first here, when it was all over the place? How did people get
there
stuff
was
from
more,
the store?
There was more, there was more than, there's just three of us now. Then there was about 8 or 10 of us then, so it was, we had yardmen and storemen, so it was more. We dealt with more because we dealt with the highways department, the sewers department, the UPVC department. There were so many different departments. Mm. So obviously the more people, so got used to it really.
So you were one of a team of about 8 when you started.
Yeah.
And what was your first job? What aspect of it did you do? Can you remember?
Serving on the counter, helping load the vans and that.
Yeah, so there was a big counter and people came in
with
orders what they wanted.
Massive counter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did it work? Did you?
It was all they'd write out what they want. We had big A4 sheets of paper which were printed with you had an address, you put your job number in, and then you had about 20 lines where you had to put your stock number. They'd write what they want and we had to put in the stock number at the side.
Okay.
And then they signed it, they took the goods. That bit of paper went to another room where they would process it. They would put it through the computer system, which I had at the time.
Mm. Okay. So and what sorts of, give us, for someone who has never set foot in the stores, when you first started, what did it look like inside the let's say the, well, whichever big stores building you like, what did it look like? What sorts of range of things were in there?
It ranged from plumbing materials, carpentry, paint, clothing, cleaning materials. Might I say mice?
Not rats?
I don't know. I think I'd only been here 3 days, and I went upstairs in the back warehouse and that, and it was a mess. And I thought, I pulled this box out and all these mice started running about. So I started to run. There's mainly grass seed up there, and I think that's what probably got what thing we. But I pulled this box out and I looked at the date on the box, 1969 it had on the box, and I thought, wow, you know, stuff that had been here. I was just at junior school at that time, so but like over the years, obviously, we all these mess got cleared out and that, and revamped. And I mean, there was one time where the stores were losing money all the time, and then obviously they've done a restructure and, you know, cut the staff. And
so that's when you went down to the one building and 3 people, was that?
Eventually, I think when they...
It happened gradually.
When they knocked that building down, we still had this one stores, but we had to use other buildings to put other things in. We had a big salt shed which was used for the kitchen units and that. But we did run with the one stores for a few years until they decided to build a purpose built which carried most of the stock. Like I say, everything is all in one stores now, other than the compound like the bricks and that, which have all kept outside. Because years ago they used to all be left on the wall in the open and everything. There used to be a platform, railway platform down the middle, so you used to have all the bricks and all the tiles and all that.
Right.
Obviously that all got ripped down, and that's when they moved it all.
Yeah. And so going back to when you started, what was the sort of atmosphere, what was the site like then? It compared with how it is now.
The potholes. You wouldn't want to drive around it, put it that way, but no, it was like an old yard. I mean, they had a cartwheel for a roundabout up on, you know, by outside the main stores, which you could still see at the time. It was, I think it was put there to be used as a mini roundabout, and it was, you know, it's just hilarious, you know, that you thought, well, what the hell's that, you know? Because there weren't such road markings, barriers or anything like that, you know.
And what about the people, numbers of people and different jobs?
People, there's so many people here, so many different people. Mainly men as well, would you believe it?
So. And what's it, when you arrived at work, in the morning, what did you do? Did you clock in? Did you go straight to stores?
Never clocked in. We used to go straight to stores. Mm-hmm. I've never clocked in all my life.
Right.
No. They used to years ago. No, just went straight in, started work. Tea break at 10 and dinner break at 12:30, home at 4.
Right. And the, was it the, I'm trying to, won't remember the dates of all these things happened, but do you remember the old canteen?
Yeah, that was like an air raid shelter. It was literally solid brick.
What was it like inside when you walked in? What did it look like?
We walk in, just it was plain walls, painted walls like this here, and you know, you had the hatch where the canteen, where the lady served the bacon rolls in the morning, and you had a couple of vending machines and a row of chairs and tables. And you go into a back room, there was a locker room, which the dustmen mainly used for all their clothing, and the toilets right through the back. That was it. It's one way in, one way out.
Yeah. So, and what was food like? You said bacon rolls.
Oh, it got too popular, so they shut it down.
So it was good?
Yes. Good. I think that got closed down because too many people were using it for their own conveniences. because she actually done lunches as well.
Who's she?
Lunchtime. Was it? Can't remember her name.
But there was one person who can
manage. There's two people who were in there.
Mm.
So, but they used to do bacon rolls in the morning, toast.
Nice.
Obviously mugs of tea and coffee, and they used to do a dinner as well. At lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had to obviously book it.
Yeah, but
so. Pretty good. Mm. But that sadly fell, cutbacks, and they went. Now all we got is two vending machines.
Yeah. And you've got uniform on now. Did you start with that when you first? When I first came here,
we had warehouse coats, just like jackets. We didn't have these. And then I think we had trousers. They brought these in soon after I started, about a year or two.
When did you start?
1988. They brought these in about, in 88, they brought the sweatshirt and the polo shirt out, and they had different colours. They had green for the parks, blue for building maintenance, blade blue, this colour blue, and white for the painters. I think they had another colour as well, but the main colours were green and blade blue.
And you had all that at the stores, presumably?
Yeah, we had that all logoed up and everything, so.
Yeah, and you said there's things like plumbing stuff, kitchen stuff, all that sort of things in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of, when you first started, did people come from the different buildings and departments on site to get the stuff they needed?
When I first started, we used to have the plumbing department, carpentry department, the painting department, and electrical department. And they all used to pile in the stores, all at once. And when there's 80 years, they'll give you the requisition. We go round and get the stuff, we write the numbers in and give them it, and they sign it, and they're out the door.
Mm.
There were so many different. You had electricians, plumbers, carpenters, blacksmiths, they'd come for stuff. People from the garage, because we used to store, we used to have all the garage for the cars and that, the parts and that. And highways, used to come in for us. They'll come in and book some cement out and that, sand and all that. And we just sent them out with a ticket to the yardman who had to, used to load them up, things like that.
So when it shrunk down in terms of staff, was that partly because all those activities weren't happening as much? Because I think the paint shop closed, didn't it, and that sort of thing?
Yeah, but we still had the painters. They sort of amalgamated it. One time they instead of different electrical country, it went area 1, 2, 3, and 4. There used to be four areas, or it might have been three. And then a few years later, it changed again to north and south. Now it's all voids and jobbing now.
Okay, so, explain that. What does that mean?
Well, areas was like over the river, this side of the river, but you used to get two parts that side of the river, two parts that. I'm sure it was area 1, 2, 3, and 4. I'm not 100% sure, but you used to split it up into sections, and they used to manage different sections.
Right.
And when they went to area north and south, it was north of the river, south of the river.
Right.
And then obviously it's now. All you've got is voids and jobbing.
And what do voids mean?
Voids is all the empty houses. They revamp all the empty houses. And then you've got jobbing, which is all the day-to-day. I've got a leak, I've got repairs, and that's jobbing now. And they go any side they want now. Because they've all got PDAs now, so it's all gone up market.
Yeah. So you're, in terms of what you do, you used to spend your time chasing around the stores, fulfilling these orders, And so how has that changed? What did you still do that?
Well, we still do that, but mostly I'm concentrating on the pick lists. I get orders in. I also do the ordering.
Right.
So I'll get a list in the morning, to ask me to order this, and I have to look through it to make sure.
That's to order into the stores, you
order
mean?
Order into the stores, because it's, as it goes out, it sends an order report. So, and I look after the stock taking and all that. I'm responsible for anything that's in the store, so I have to check certain items, make sure they're okay, and if they're low on stock, if we're waiting for stock and we haven't got it, I have to chase it up with the supplier and that. And if we can't get it from that supplier, I have to look for a new another supplier, because we have to use more than one supplier, because you can't keep all the eggs in one basket, can you?
So you were in this, did you say you've got two colleagues in stores?
Yeah, they deliver. Mm-hmm. They deliver all the goods. Well, not all the goods, they deliver, and they also do clears. So if someone's putting a bathroom, new bathroom in, they'll rip the old bathroom out, they'll leave that down in the garden for my colleagues to go and pick up. Obviously, they book up, they ring up.
Yes.
That's what's changed over the years. We used to just be based in the stores. All we done was serve over the counter and that, but now we deliver to sites and we collect from sites.
Well, and you do that as well? You spend time? No, you are based in stores.
No, definitely not.
No, so, but your two colleagues do.
Two colleagues, that's what they do, that's their main role. And obviously they do serve on the counter.
Yeah.
I take deliveries in and all that.
And I spoke to, when I came before, I spoke briefly to Linda, who I believe is now retired.
Yeah.
Yes. And so what was, so Linda, her role was supporting?
Linda was a buyer.
Right.
She'd do the buying. So when I'd done the order report, I'd hand it to her, and then she would go and order it.
Okay.
And if there was anything that we needed to go on stock, she would look at the suppliers to see who's suitable to supply this. Yeah.
And so you've taken that on so much, have you? No, not so much.
I've taken a backroom bit. I keep an eye on the things because of my knowledge. I mean, people come in, it's not about qualifications, it's about knowledge of what materials and where you get them from. I've got that knowledge, so I pass it on to her to say, look, this is where I would suggest you go. And she rings up and looks around, you give her three or four options. And
So you were saying you learn all that knowledge of materials and stuff here on the job?
Yeah, everything. You can't get this doing exams. It's knowledge you pick up. It's your knowledge. You know, no one can take it away from you.
So would you say that's one of the big benefits for you of working here is acquiring all that?
Well, it's unique because if people ask you, I had a telephone call from an electrician the other day and asked me about a certain fan that he'd got in a house in Maitland Avenue, and he described it, and I told him exactly what it was and where we could get it from, and it's still available, which was a Silent Vent fan. These are the sort of things you know. I mean, I could go into a council house and look at a kitchen, and I could tell you exactly what make, supplier, and whether it's still available. You know, and the same with anything else, mainly council houses, you know.
And so you learned that, but were you kind of, you say it's not aggregate, it's not exam work, but you were taught it by someone going round stuff, or did you just pick it up?
You pick it up on your own.
Yeah.
It's like I didn't know how to use a computer. I didn't know anything about Excel, Word or anything. I weren't taught it here. Yeah. My boys showed me how to use it. And like Excel, there's still things that I learn that I go and ask people. Mm. You know, and that's how you pick it up. Yeah. You go and do a basic Word or thing. Of course, it's so much it goes over your head. You have to learn it in stages.
Yeah, with what you need, isn't it? If you need to know,
if I need to know something, I'd ask. And and that is what I've done over the years. If I can't do it, I'd ask about it.
Yeah.
And that's how I pick it up.
Yeah.
But most of the material knowledge has come through. It's natural.
Yeah.
You know, as you.
Yeah, and who are you going to pass that on to? Is there people? Are there people? Do you have people come in to work in the stores?
It all depends on the council itself, because it's up to them what they want to do. I know they're looking at outsourcing, but I've already made it clear that my intentions are not to leave the council.
Mm.
If that's their view that they don't require me no more, my knowledge goes with me.
Yeah.
And it don't go with it don't go anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've told them.
Yeah, yeah. And so hopefully, I mean, I was hearing that. I think it was Andy or Joe earlier was saying that on the whole, one of the things about here is people been here a long time, but they've often done several jobs because a job has gone, but they've gone somewhere to do something else.
I haven't actually had the opportunity to move to a job that I would like to do. There has been a job that's come up which I have actually applied for, but I'm still waiting to be processed, if you want to call it that. And I've decided that if I progress, I will hopefully go on, and if not, you know, I've got other options, you know, so but the ball's in their court. If they really value me that much, then they'd take me on, but we'll just have to wait and see. See, I've done everything I can now at the stores. I don't think there's any further to go, because if they want, obviously they want rid of Mill Road, you know, and
What do you going to answer that? You know, if Mill Road does, if the depot as the the site goes, what do you think will be lost? You know, what will go for the council with losing this site?
Well, I think that'd be the end of them eventually, because it's central, isn't it? You know, unless which I doubt it. If they went to Cowley Road, it may be still. But I think you've got to look at other councils. They're starting to outsource everything, and you know. But I think Cambridge City Council is its own unique self. I've looked at other councils, and this one's different. It seems to be more. I don't know. Twickenham Council, they don't even do their houses up. They would do them up to the minimum, and they'll say you either like it or lump it, and they accept it. But here it seems to be, you know, they look after their housing stock, you know, and they'll go and do the repairs and that. But just have to wait and see.
And they've still at the moment got all those skills in here, haven't they, to do it.
Yeah,
so they'll all, but if they're all dispersed, that'll go.
So, you know, I mean, I've seen so many different buildings disappear here, you know, sections. It's unbelievable, you know. But as time goes on, you know, they'll build.
Yeah, it does. So your work, in a way, hasn't changed
hugely compared to some others. Changed, you know, hugely at all. You know, I'm still, I do more than what I used to. Obviously, when I started here, my responsibilities was just to serve someone and go home. But now my responsibility is make sure they're happy, and, you know, make sure I've got things in, you know. When I first come in, you know, if we haven't got it, it's tough. You know, go and get it, you know. There weren't no ifs or buts. I liked it. When I first come in, I liked it. I had a bad patch a few years ago where I had to make a decision on whether to stay or go. But I was convinced that I've got a future here by the previous management. So I stayed, and I'm still here, unfortunately. So.
What else would you be?
Sorry?
What else would you like to do? Is there anything else you sort of work? I mean, because you said you worked for the university before.
I was shift leader. I used to do room setups for conferences and weddings and things like that. And it was a cushy little job because it was 6 till 2, 5 days a week. And you know, you had meals on duty as well, things like that, and good holidays. And then they changed it and put me on a shift pattern, and I didn't like it. Never did like it, so I got out. I must have been fourth or fifth choice to get the job here. Weren't like an interviews that you have today. You're sitting in a dirty old office in an office chair with a, you know, and saying, you know.
You remember who interviewed you?
Yeah, Ken Ashwell.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ken Ashwell, yeah. But it weren't formal or anything like that. We just had a chat and took you round, you know. Yeah. Now, I'll probably find out what an interview's like soon.
They've changed.
Yes, if I get one. So they have changed, apparently. It took me 2 weeks to fill in the application form, so a lot of thought went into that.
And you're saying about Ken Ashwell, what other characters have you worked with, you know, people, personalities and so on that you work with that you remember?
I can remember we had this, I forget his name now. I think he was from, Patworth Trust or something like that, but he'd do stupid things, and I felt sorry for him because people used to tell him to do things and he'd do it, and, you know, that was, another thing when we used to work weekends, we used to play practical jokes on each other on that. We'd lift the car up and put it on stilts. They'd park the car down here and there, and we'd put it on stilts and all that. We'd jack it up with it. Oh, and I mean, you wouldn't get away with that today. The things we've done and that, you know, health and safety would never, if that was today, we'd all been sacked by now. The things we've done, they weren't sort of more health and safety sort of thing, you know. Things you just wouldn't do. But lift a person up in a bucket, put them right up in the air, and they're screaming the daylight because they don't like, you know, stupid things like that.
Yeah. And was it, so there was more, do you think there was more camaraderie
was
more,
then? More? It was more family like, you know. And, you know, we used to have laughs and, you know. Yeah, we used to do our work, of course we did, you know, obviously, you know, we used to come Friday lunchtime, we used to come up and get our wages in the packet, you know, that was a good old time, so coming up for Friday and you get your pay packet, you're counting your money, and overtime was good at that time, but obviously over the years it's all dwindled down to...
Do you socialise with colleagues now? Are there groups of you?
I never socialise with colleagues. No, I've never been that sort of person. I have been to a few parties early in the years, but I'm not as very sociable. So.
Yeah, it hasn't. And what about the union? Have you part of the union? Has that been something?
I'm in the union. Only for reasons for protection.
You've not been active in the union, you've not been a steward or anything?
No, I'm not interested in that. No, I'm just interested in doing my work, going home, and then coming back.
And where's home? You're local still?
Chesterton. I live 3 miles. Yeah, it's about 3 miles away.
Yeah.
So I've lived there for what, 28 years. I was born in Romsey, so I know.
You'd have been born in the.
I weren't born in the hospital.
Right.
I was born at home. And it's still a council house today.
Right.
199 Ross Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So did you ever get to go and send stuff out there?
it was an empty house recently. I think last year sometime. Recently. I do go down there sometimes. I go cut through there. It's changed a lot over the years. All those streets are that's a voice now, that's alright, I know about that one.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's alright.
That's
fine.
Locked again.
Yep, that's it. So Ross Street, you're saying that's where you were?
Yeah, it's just up the road, it's not far.
Not far at all.
Obviously, this yard's been here since, 1905,
And it was an iron foundry here before that.
Iron foundry, was it?
The Eagle Iron Foundry. Built a steam locomotive here.
Yeah, I can't remember that.
Wouldn't remember that far back.
I wouldn't remember that far back. I can remember when Ridgeon's caught fire, which was over here, and they had big hoses, they run them across the bridge, they run them from this yard,
right,
all the way over the bridge and into the yard. I can remember that, vaguely remember that. I can remember times when they had a tractor, they had bad ice on the bridge and they had a tractor either side towing cars over the bridge. Remember that, those sort of memories, and they were council vehicles from that. I can remember when the stores was in this main bit, first bit, it ran practically up to the where it goes up the stairs in the middle there, that's where it ran. You had the two floors, and they used to have a hoist the goods in. You could see them big shut doors that used to slide open. I don't know if there may be some pictures about for that. That's where we used to have all the goods coming in. Lorries used to back onto it. And they obviously converted a lot of it into offices as the stores got smaller. So then obviously it was too small for us, so we moved into an all-purpose bit. There used to be a building just opposite here as well. We used to call that the bonus office.
What was in there?
I used to do all the job tickets and all that, and they'd write out. I think people used to get a bonus if they finished a job on time. That used to be called the bonus office. Don't know why. Weird.
I've not heard that one before. That's a new one.
Smack opposite us. Used to be called the nickname the bonus office, or it was. Because people, even when I come here, out my wages, I think it was 33 1/3. Was bonus. So if I was off sick, I wouldn't get that bonus, I would just get the straight pay. But obviously in 1996 they changed all that. It went to where you got a wage, there weren't bonuses or anything. Some people, obviously, the harder you work or quicker you work, the jobs you get done, you get a better bonus. And I thought that was mainly for their tradesmen. We just got a straight 33 1/3 bonus. You only got that while you got it when you're on holiday, but if you was off sick, you didn't get the bonus. You just get, so obviously it was an incentive to stay at work, not be ill.
Is there anything else you can think of that I haven't asked you about that might be interesting to people thinking about the history of the site or what goes on here and what might be lost if it goes? Anything else?
What won't be lost?
Or what will be lost?
No, I can't think of anything else. No, there's so many memories here. So you could go on all day. You know, there's so many different things that have happened over the years.
Any standout memories? Like things you...
No.
It's fine. Okay, well, I will say thank you very much then. I'll switch that off.